The yada, yada, yada theory. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We're hearing a lot of politicians talking about Syria, so I thought for a change we'd hear from somebody who, as a former staffer at the Obama State Department, was privy to some of the backroom debates.
When I was in the government, I saw a lot of plans to topple the Assad regime.
This is Jeremy Shapiro, who's now at the Brookings Institution, where he studies how nations use force. And he says this idea that the Syria debate will make us look timid in the eyes of the world is absurd.
I don't see a reputation of a country that is unwilling to use force. To the contrary, I see a country that has used force for issues great and small all over the world, and which actually has the reputation, particularly after the Iraq War, of using force recklessly and incompetently.
And as he sees it, that is the real risk to our national security.
I would note, just as a historical point, that empires don't typically fall because they are timid in their use of military power. That is not the story of empires. The story of empires is that they fall because they are reckless and overuse their military power. And I think we should take that into account.
He thinks the president's red line comment was a mistake, and that it would be another mistake to double down on the first mistake. And as for those State Department plans to topple the Assad regime, they all had one thing in common.
This is what I came to call, following Seinfeld, the yada, yada, yada doctrine. We will topple Assad, yada, yada, yada. There will be stability and democracy in Syria. And I think, as Elaine put it on Seinfeld so well, we yada, yada, yada the most important part.
Former State Department staffer Jeremy Shapiro. Although, actually, Mr. Shapiro is wrong about one thing.
We went back to my place, yada, yada, yada. I never heard from him again.
But you yada, yada over the best part.
It was actually Jerry who said it.